This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report for the first hour on Wednesdays. You know, it's the time when we get to meet Harley Schlanger or other of the major voices of truth and analysis from the LaRouche Foundation. And Harley, you've got some important reports today. There's a lot of things going on in the world that outside the election cycle that's going on in America that are very important. In fact, in many ways, these should preempt a lot of the news that's going on in the election cycle, shouldn't they?
The election cycle should be taking note of these things. I mean, just here's one that's completely astounding to me. The U.S. population is being kept largely in the dark about the stunning development in Palmyra in Syria,
right,
where the Syrian government just defeated ISIS, took over a town and drove ISIS out, and now they're marching on the road to Raqqa, which is a desert town, which is the center of the Islamic State.
Right.
Now, here we are. President Obama, for 14, 15 months, said the U.S. was going to degrade ISIS, and the U.S.
Right.
was going to defeat ISIS and disorient them, disband them, make them dysfunctional, and nothing happened. In fact, what happened is that their area under their control expanded.
That's because Obama is a criminal. He's a criminal politician who does a faux war and advises our military not to even bomb under the direction of the Peshmerga forces, which we've actually supposedly been collaborating with, or the Iraqis that want to drive out ISIS. And he's a liar, and I call him the lying king. How's that?
Well, the important thing is that the lies from Obama are added to by the media, which is, and I watched an hour this morning of Fox, MSNBC, and CNN. What was
right.
the leading story? Should Trump fire Lewandowski over the allegations that he physically assaulted a reporter?
I saw the video, and I think it's obscene. This reporter needs to have a countercharge against her for filing false charges. She should spend some time in jail.
But, Bill, here's the important point. This isn't an important issue. You know,
right.
the Secret Service could come forward and say that he was justified because she was lunging toward the presidential candidate. That would have to be said. And privately, that's what the Secret Service has said. So it's a non-issue.
Well,
but by
right.
focusing on it, they're able to give Obama cover by not focusing on the fact that the Russians did in 6 months what we haven't been able to do in 15 months or in 15 years, which is to significantly defeat a terrorist operation. Now,
right.
you and I know the reason for that is that Obama is, if not sympathetic, I would say sympathetic is a mild term, he's been supporting the terrorists.
Let's call it what it is, okay? Let's stop dicing it here. We have a criminal in the White House that supports Islamic terrorism, won't use the words, condemns them publicly while supplying them with material, And does full bombing of villages that are already bombed 300 or 400 times by our Air Force. And people in the Air Force, by the way, should be court-martialed for following through with presidential orders that do a faux war. They need to be court-martialed as well.
Well, here's the latest that came out today. Yesterday, Mark Toner, who's the deputy spokesman for John Kerry. Now, I will say, Kerry spent about 14 hours at the end of last week meeting with the Russian foreign minister and with Putin. And Kerry came away saying, well, he now understands what Putin is up to. And he said, we need to cooperate against the terrorists. As soon as that statement came out, while Kerry was still traveling in Europe, his deputy spokesman, under orders from Obama, came
right.
out and said, yes, we want to cooperate, but Assad has to go and the Russians won't let that happen. Now, it's Assad's military which took Palmyra with aid of Russian Air Force and ground forces from the Kurds and from Hezbollah.
It's a little bit more than that. It's the Russian using their advanced technology to coordinate the battle with satellite imaging, with communications, and with the Peshmerga forces, the Shiite militia, both from Iraq and Iran. And the fact is, we wouldn't collaborate with them because we didn't want to really degrade ISIS, because we want to maintain the level of terrorism. That's the problem.
Here's the interesting. So anyway, what Toner said, Mark Toner, he said, I don't want to laud what happened, because the only reason ISIS is in power there is because of the Assad regime. Now, that's a patently false statement. That office knows very well that the reason ISIS became such a threat is because of what the Bush administration and the Obama administration did to destroy Iraq, and then what we did to destroy Libya and use Libya as an arms transfer point through our great ally Turkey into the hands of the ISIS forces. Now, here's what the Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman said about what happened yesterday at the UN Security Council. There was a motion from the Russians and the Chinese to congratulate the Syrians on the victory in Palmyra, and the U.S. blocked it. And so the U.S. wouldn't even allow the UN Security Council to say congratulations on a victory in the war on terror. So the Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman said, we're not so much surprised and disappointed by the position of Western colleagues as puzzled by their true intentions. Right. We thought that the delay of reaction from the Western capitals on Palmyra's liberation was a coincidence. Now it's evident that this is part of a systematic approach. Now, I want to just read you a quote from Assad, which is important.
Right.
Assad said, Russian military support and support provided by the friends of Syria and the military achievements of the Syrian army will lead to an acceleration of the political settlement and not the opposite. We went to Geneva and continue to show flexibility. However, at the same time, these victories will affect the states and powers that are hindering the settlement, because these states, in the first place, are counting on our defeat on the battlefield to impose their conditions for negotiations. Now, who are the states he mentioned? He named Saudi Arabia, Turkey, France, and the United Kingdom. He didn't name the United States, because Putin said, look, we're working on getting the United States to collaborate, but the French and the British are the biggest problems outside of the region, and Turkey and Saudi Arabia are the biggest problems in the region. So you have a very clear focus here as to who the enemies are of our country.
Right.
And we're in an alliance with the Saudis and the Turks, who continue to do damage. Erdogan is blackmailing Europe, by the Turkish dictator, by threatening to release untold numbers of refugees into Europe, in return for which he said, we'll keep them in Turkey for 9 billion euros, and so far they've given him 6 billion. But also to turn a blind eye when he goes in to destroy the Kurds, who are supposedly our allies. And yet President Obama will be meeting informally with Erdogan, because it's too blatant if he meets with him publicly. But today or tomorrow, he's going to meet with him in an informal setting, where the King of Jordan, King Abdullah, said, Erdogan is allowing arms and fighters into Syria still. And he said, Erdogan is the leading supporter of the Islamic State. Doesn't President Obama know that? Now, of course, that's a rhetorical question, because he knows that Obama does know that.
Come on now.
So our allies, the Jordanians, the King Abdullah was educated in the United States. He's a total supporter of the United States, and he's now saying, look, the United States is crazy.
No, it's not crazy. It's evil. We need to call it what it is. What Obama's doing is evil, because it actually destabilizes the Middle East. Jordan knows it's ready to fall, because if this continues to happen, if Syria falls, Jordan will fall. Jordan is smack up against Israel. Israel will use the Samson option if they're under threat from ISIS. Because remember, although they trained ISIS, they're an uncontrolled entity now. Okay? So what will happen is, if Syria falls, which we're pushing for, and Jordan falls, Israel will pull up the Samson option, which means thermonuclear, biological, chemical warfare in the Middle East, and it'll trigger off World War III. That's what's coming with this idiot in the White House who needs to be impeached today. He's a maniac. He's not just stupid. This man is malignantly evil.
Panic.
Yeah.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back. And, you know, that song is from The Last Mall by Steely Dan. And it is kind of the last mall. If we don't stop Obama and the globalists that are doing crazy things, they're ignoring this major breakthrough by the Peshmerga Kurdish forces, the Syrian army, and the coordinated help of the Russians. to clean up something that, of course, Obama and NATO don't want to clean up. They actually did a full war to make sure that that we still have bombings. For example, the terrorism in Lahore, which killed mainly a lot of children at a Christmas celebration in a park, was done by a branch of ISIS. We see this happening in Africa. We see it spreading like a cancer all over the place. And Obama is like Nero fiddling while Rome burns. I mean, it really is crazy what's going on.
Well, I would prefer that he were fiddling to actually delivering arms to terrorists.
Right.
You know, I think Obama's very upset because apparently his NCAA basketball picks fell apart because he was picking Michigan State. They lost in the first round, so apparently he's even more perturbed than usual. But, look, here's the point, and Bill, this is something you and I have been discussing. Most Americans had no clue what the Russians were doing when they went into Syria. And I reported to you that from the material we've been looking at and the evidence we have and LaRouche's understanding of who Putin is, Putin actually was very shrewd in the way he approached this. And he was completely outflanking the United States, completely.
Right.
Obama was sitting there with his shorts around his ankles, with no clue of what Putin was up to. And then Putin pulled out after he accomplished what he intended to do.
Right.
So this was a very stunning victory for people who said you can't beat ISIS. Now, what it shows also, as you and I discussed 7 months ago when the Russians first went in,
right,
is that Putin's decision to go into Syria and aid Assad shows the fraud of both the idea of the war on terror and the fight against ISIS. Because ISIS could be defeated, but you had to do two things. One is you had to support, you know, we talk about Muslim boots on the ground. Well, the Syrian army was Muslim boots on the ground, and we weren't supporting them.
Right.
So we didn't take advantage of the superior on-the-ground human intelligence that they could provide, nor their willingness to fight against the terrorists. Now, secondly, the other thing the Russians did is they immediately made clear that they were not going to tolerate Turkish interference or Saudi interference. Now, they weren't going to act militarily, although they almost did when the Turks shot down a Russian plane. But what Turkey has done is provide a safe transportation point and transit hub for personnel and weapons into Syria. They've continued a war on behalf of ISIS against the Kurds. And we saw this many months ago, about a year ago, in Kobani. You remember the siege of Kobani where ISIS had them surrounded?
Right.
ISIS was operating three quarters of Kobani that was touching Syria. The fourth demarcation of Kobani was Turkey. The Turks did nothing to help the Kurdish people there. In fact, they did worse than nothing. They allowed weapons to go to reinforce the ISIS forces. So the Kurds, pretty much on their own, defeated ISIS.
Right.
The reaction of Erdogan, Obama's buddy, the dictator of Turkey, was to start shelling the Kurds and call again for a no-fly zone so the Syrian or Russian military couldn't support the Kurdish fighters against ISIS.
Right.
Who joined him in that call for a no-fly zone? Hillary Clinton, Ted Cruz, Rubio, most of the Republicans, along with Hillary Clinton. Now, this would have meant we were going to, shoot Russian planes out of the sky, Syrian planes out of the sky? Fortunately, the Russians moved so quickly that before the U.S. could do anything to counter it, Putin had his boots on the ground in the form of the fairly upgraded and new technology that is available to the Russian Air Force. So this was a complete outflanking of Obama's defense of ISIS. Now, what we're seeing is some sections of the U.S. military, from the beginning, growing enthusiastic about the Russian intervention because they've been chafing at the way they've been held back by the United States policy.
Right.
But we see at the same time the new Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Dunford talking about how great the U.S.-trained Iraqi forces are doing when it looks like it's going to take another year before they even start marching on Mosul. Whereas the Syrians, you remember a month ago, there was no discussion at all of retaking Palmyra. The U.S. Right. line was that you can't retake this city. But the Syrian forces, backed by Russian Air Force and Hezbollah and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, went in and kicked the daylights out of the ISIS forces. Right. Now, there were some U.S. commanders who were helping in the form of a certain amount of targeting and intelligence sharing. That's what we should be doing, not just in Iraq and Syria, but in coordinating the attack against terrorism globally. Instead, we see NATO expending enormous amount of forces at the behest of Obama and the British to move troops to the borders of Russia in defense of a corrupt government in Ukraine, where they don't do anything to investigate terrorists who are acting a half a mile away from the NATO headquarters in Belgium, in Brussels. So this is where the irony becomes tragic comedy. You know, the president has nothing to say on this, because what would he say? Gee, I'm sorry that the terrorists are losing. He didn't call Putin to congratulate him for showing that you can have a limited strategic perspective and succeed in that time, in a six-month time frame.
Well, you can see very clearly the objective of the grand chessboard, you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski and his chief pupil, the abominator, that's what I call him now. He's not a president, he's an abominator. And we can see the objective of the West, which is to maintain chaos, but the kind of chaos they have is not something that they can control. If they eventually have Jordan, which is supposedly one of their allies, fall, and they decide to turn on one of their mentors, which is the State of Israel and the Mossad, that helped to train them along with CIA and Academy, which is this private security force, in a town north of Amman, Jordan, Israel's going to let all hell break loose. I mean, they have enough nukes to take on Russia and China. They have enough biological weapons. In fact, I happen to know with contacts, the most advanced biological weapons facility in the world is in Israel. It's not here in America. They have no idea what they're facing. And the Russians certainly have no intentions of trying to... Remember, up to a quarter of the Russian population has Hebrew and Jewish blood. Did you know that? A quarter. That's a lot. People have to understand also a lot of their dual citizens are Russians. They don't want to destroy the state of Israel. They want stability in the Middle East. And they don't want to take it over, like people try to say, like Saudi Arabia and Qatar. They just want to make sure that they're not persecuting other branches of Islam. You know, Shiite. So this is going to get way out of control if we don't take out Obama and stop the regime. It looks like Russia's already done it. But if they try to continue to demand regime change, Jordan will fall and Israel will go crazy. That's what will happen.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Right, he did what the Secret Service would have done with the block.
But I'd rather not discuss this.
Yeah, we don't need to get into it, no.
The diversions,
so
yeah.
Let's continue. Where I see this going, and of course I see really serious issues happening this summer. In fact, it's really kind of funny that one of the things that stabilized the world situation right now is Mr. Putin. And most people don't realize the president of China got his education training in South Carolina. You know that, right?
Well, let's take up another example of the situation, because I think what we're talking about is a war between a declining and collapsing transatlantic financial system,
right,
which is run out of the City of London and Wall Street and includes people like Obama, the Bushes, Cheney, the neocons, the neolibs. They're
right.
All part of this collapsing system, thinking that they can impose their desires on peoples around the world. And on
right.
the other side, you have an emerging system, which is not a system yet. It's a series of agreements that are trade agreements not on behalf of corporate powers, but trade agreements on behalf of nations for development backed by development financing. That's what the
right.
Chinese are doing.
Right.
Now today, Jinping, the Chinese president, is in the Czech Republic. And the Czech president has been attacked repeatedly by the European Union because he said he doesn't like their financial policies.
Right.
So what did he say? He said, look, we're not under NATO or U.S. demand, just as we're no longer under the Soviet Union's control. We're doing what's right for our country. And the
right.
Chinese are coming in here offering cooperation on nuclear energy development, rail development, various kinds of new industrial processes. And this is something that we will benefit from and they will benefit from. So no one's going to tell us not to do it.
Right.
Now, that was a very strong rejection of the our way or the highway approach that comes
right.
from the City of London. Now, what's happening, the real battleground in Europe right now is not over the terrorist question, but over the German tendency, which wants to end the sanctions with Russia, trade with Russia and China. And they're hoping that the British will exit the EU, because the British influence on the EU, you know, most people say, well, the Brits would be right to leave because they don't want to be controlled by the EU. Hell, it's the other way around. The British are controlling the EU through the City of London and their related banks, such as Deutsche Bank, Santander, BNP Paribas, and so on. So
right.
if you understand, when you and I talk, we're talking at a strategic level,
right.
that you have these two systems that are mutually exclusive, although the Chinese and the Russians would like to bring the Western countries in because of the obvious benefits that we bring in terms of certain areas of science and technology. But they're not willing to accept the bubble economy, the dead economy, the speculative economy, because they know that that would be oriented toward keeping their countries as sources of cheap labor and cheap raw materials. Now, even, you know, Fidel Castro, made, you know, what is he, 89 years old now, he's hardly a heroic figure, but he had the appropriate response to Obama's trip to Cuba. He said, "Brother Obama, we don't want your empire. And if you expect us to bow down to get the benefits of the Washington Consensus, forget it." So, you know, even in Cuba, which would obviously benefit from alliance with the United States, they're unwilling to accept Obama and Bush and this corporate cartel control, which would turn Cuba into a gambling casino center, a resort center, and a source for prostitution. So, you know, we've got to wake up in America and realize that our way is not working, and it's not our way. You know, the American way is very different from what we're getting from Hillary Clinton, from Barack Obama, from Ted Cruz. I mean, Cruz just named Phil Gramm as his chief economic advisor.
Right. You know the story about Phil Gramm. Why don't you run through it? Because people know who Phil Gramm is and exactly the legislation he's been doing over the years and the kind of destruction. This man is evil. There's no other word for it.
He's the original fraud who argues that you don't need government to help you. When
right.
he went to college on a government scholarship, he went to work for a government institution called Texas A&M University. You know,
right.
he's a guy who's lived on government benefits his whole life. But what did he do with that? Well, he was the one who, with Jim Leach of Iowa and Bliley of Virginia, put through the Graham-Leach-Bliley bill, which got rid of Glass-Steagall, which opened the door in 1999 for the biggest banks and financial institutions to take over the U.S. economy and run it into the ground on behalf of profits for the 1-2% at the top, including Phil Gramm and his wife. Phil Gramm's second contribution, major contribution, was the Commodity Futures Modernization Act, which essentially allowed derivative dealers complete secrecy and no transparency for their over-the-counter pricing, which means they can come up with prices out of their rear end that have no accord with reality.
What we're saying is they can call something a AAA derivative bond, collectible, they call them the tranche, and they don't have any basis on reality. It's crazy.
Well, what one person called it is mark-to-fantasy pricing. You know, mark-to-market means that the price placed on a financial instrument should have some bearing to what you would get if you sold it
right.
for its real value. Now, if you don't have mark-to-market, then you can make your own prices up. You can
right.
say a mortgage-backed security is worth $1 billion, even if half the mortgages in it have been foreclosed on. So
right.
what Gramm opened the door, and by the way, this is very important, and it's not just esoteric, because his wife, Wendy Gramm, who he calls the most brilliant woman in the world, she's an economics PhD, what was her job in 2000? She was one of the key board members of Enron. And what
oh,
did Enron do? They jacked up the price of their stock to increase the bonuses for board members based on artificial valuation of their corporate holdings. Well, and they took all the bad debt that the company owed and put it in what were called special investment vehicles, which were given AAA ratings when there was absolutely nothing of value in them.
Right. Now,
this was a fraud.
I want to mention something which is not going to get into the wives thing directly. It's going to go indirect, but it is something really important, and it's a different angle than anybody's talked about. The super PAC that's allied with Cruz released this picture, because they had bought the actual access to the picture, of Trump's wife, Melania. And the real reason was they want to close off discussion about Cruz's wife, who's a major architect of the North American Union and a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and part of the primary, if you want to call it, the brains of the cabal for the New World Order. Now, this woman may not be a great looker, but she's a genius and she's evil as hell, just like her husband. Very smart, incredibly
evil. Well, I don't know if she's
evil.
A genius. She's very driven. Because
driven.
She's one of these people who is a dominionist, who believes that she was chosen by God to take power and run
things. This is a dangerous kind of person. What I'm saying is, I have an article from John Spring, and I'm going to post it up. And he goes through, actually, the history of who Cruz's wife is. And let me tell you, we're not talking about a modeling picture, whether she looks good or not. No, we're talking about someone who is a major author of things that are dangerous for America and the whole world. Literally one of the primary authors for North American Union and the PNAC document, the Project for the New American Century. She has been involved at the core of this mess. Long before Cruz was even recognized as a senator, she's been doing this for a long time.
Well, let's take a look at this preemptively.
I think Cruz's group put this on preemptively so that Trump would not raise these issues and say who Heidi Cruz is. Because Heidi Cruz is scary. I mean, it shows you this the prospective first lady, what she's really up to, is no good. So that's why I think that Cruz and his group, and then they want to say that Trump is a sniveling coward. He doesn't want to have a dialogue about what Heidi Cruz is all about. That's what it really is.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I think we are going live anyway. There we are. Well, let's continue. So, Harley, this list of issues that need to be dealt with, and we need to keep refocusing because people get distracted. I think you mentioned the comment that why don't Americans get it? And I think, well, they're often easily distracted. It's like any little puppy, and you're playing with the puppy, and you throw something a certain way. You can distract the puppy, and a lot of people are easily distracted. They're distracted by this stuff about wives, and I think actually Cruz started it to make sure that Trump wouldn't bring up the issues of who, you know, Heidi Cruz is. They wouldn't ask tough questions instead of dealing with stupid garbage. Well, we're, you know, all kinds of issues around Cruz, like his loan from Goldman Sachs, his alliances with George Soros, all of his other things that make him a kind of what I call a Wall Street boy. This guy's not an outsider. Let's just label what he is. He tries to pretend he's an outsider. Nothing could be further from the truth. And his alliance.
Well, it's the Bush connection that you ought to worry about because,
right.
You know, when you look at the problem in this country, we essentially have had almost 16 years of an unbroken policy direction with George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and their policy of regime change and endless war, which was continued by Obama. And the one thing that's a little different from Obama is his more overt support of terrorist operations, whether it's the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt or the support for the al-Qaeda forces that overthrew and killed Gaddafi in Libya, or his support for the so-called moderate rebels that have been destroying Syria.
Right.
Now, the fact is that Bush himself was very much committed to this regime change policy, and the way the U.S. conducted the aftermath of the removal of Saddam Hussein in Iraq was
right.
to destroy the only institutions that were holding the country together, namely the military and the government.
Right.
And by destroying them, they created an anarchy in which, through the prison system and through the radicalization of the Sunni forces, you had the emergence of networks, which the Bush family had historically been supporting going back to the Afghan war against Russia in the mid-1980s. Now, this is where you have the coalescence of interests on both sides, because the Afghan war, the choice of overthrowing the pro-Soviet regime in Afghanistan and then bringing in the jihadis, the jihadist networks, to fight against the Soviets, that was originally Zbigniew Brzezinski's brainchild. He called it the Ark of Crisis, the way to destroy Russia from its soft Muslim underbelly. Now, Brzezinski's proteges include Madeleine Albright and Susan Rice. And Madeleine Albright was Bill Clinton's chief strategist for international policy, and Susan Rice is Obama's chief strategist. Now, the continuity with Bush is that who did Brzezinski, when he organized this thing initially, it got turned over to George Herbert Walker Bush, who was the vice president for Reagan, but who was conducting the recruitment and training of jihadists against the Russians,
right,
working through who? Through the Saudis, the bin Laden family,
right,
Saudi jihadists, who then protected the Saudis after their involvement in 9/11. George W. Bush, who is continuing to cover up the evidence of Saudi involvement with terrorism internationally. Barack Obama.
Well, it was all
the
same cabal.
I guess he's the brother of George W. Bush from another mother.
That's funny. The fact is, we've had a coup d'etat after the assassination of John F. Kennedy by Lyndon Baines Johnson and George H.W. Bush, the father. The fact is, since then, we've had a continuous regimen connected directly to the CIA and these secret agencies like the NSA, connected with Saudi intelligence, Israeli intelligence, etc., that have actually promulgated a new world order strategy, which you can see in the PNAC documents, and as I referenced also, that Heidi Cruz is directly involved with the CFR and the plans that they have to literally take over the world, with America being the head of this hegemonic empire controlled by the international bankers of the West. I mean, people need to know this. They need to know exactly. They have a messianic vision, all right, Heidi and Ted Cruz, but their messianic vision is satanic. How's that?
Well, and then, you know, let's take a look at the other side of this, which is that the presidents who were not completely captive to this, the most important one was Ronald Reagan.
Right.
And they tried to assassinate him.
Of course, that's why his vice president became president. And they tried to assassinate him because he wasn't going along with the program. They thought he was just an ex-movie star and an ex-veteran that had got awards during the war. No, Ronald Reagan actually had a brain before he had too many aspartame-laced jelly beans that were given to him by the crazy drug industry that was, we allowed aspartame into the food supply, which people still try to argue with me over it, and they're going to lose the argument. But before
the assassination attempt against Reagan,
right,
he was doing something extremely important. And who did he turn to but Lyndon LaRouche, who's been vilified by many conservatives of the Bush type, in other words, the phony conservatives, because what LaRouche said to Reagan is, look, instead of a continuation of the Cold War, we can achieve the goal of ending the threat of nuclear annihilation by developing what Reagan adopted, called the Strategic Defense Initiative. And Reagan deployed LaRouche to negotiate with the Russians to see if they would accept the policy that the U.S. was going to support, which Reagan announced on March 23rd, 1983.
Right.
Now, what happened after that? Bush teamed up with Kissinger and Democrats such as Moynihan and Charles Manatt, the head of the Democratic National Committee, to run a witch hunt against LaRouche, which concluded 5 years later with LaRouche being thrown in prison when Bush officially became the president.
Yeah, but you can remember now, he's a very high-level CIA, so we're dealing with a criminal, George Bush Sr. Then we have his criminal son in there. We have Bill Clinton, the adopted son. In fact, when you go to their ranch in Texas, George Bush Sr. calls Bill Clinton his adopted son. I mean, you got to understand how tight this is. Even with Mr. Obama, he's not violated any of the Bush tenets and the CIA to actually continue the exact same policies of George Bush Jr. There's no difference, is there?
Well, and not only is there no difference, but it's a machine that's run from the top. The, you know, the Bush family has some seniority in this, going back to Prescott Bush in the 20s,
right,
when he came through skull and bones at Yale as a classmate of Roland Harriman, the brother of Averell Harriman.
Right.
And the Bush family merged with the Harriman family, which together supported the Nazis, supported Adolf Hitler in the 1930s up until 1942. This is
right,
all in the unauthorized biography of George H.W. Bush, which my organization produced and distributed, which people like Roger Stone are now drawing from to
right,
show the criminal, and not just illegal organized crime type criminal, but the support of Nazi eugenics by the Bush family and their allies.
Right.
That's what we're dealing with. Now, those people at the top represent a financial interest which is collapsing. And so, to some extent, there was a fight over whether Bill Clinton would simply go along with them or not. And at some points, Clinton fought them. But by the time of the Lewinsky scandal, he was a done bunny. Then we had George W. come in, completely part of this network, and then Obama has continued it on steroids. But this financial power is collapsing.
Right.
And that's the potential we American patriots have to change this, provided we don't lose our focus and get caught up in all the diversions that are coming from the media. Our focus
right,
still has to be to remove Obama from the White House before he gets us involved in a nuclear war with Russia or China. If we did that, that would change the whole nature of the 2016 presidential race. And people can go to our website, LaRouchePac.com, to read up on this and to study it.
Yeah, and the number to call is 800-922-2907, 800-922-2907. Contact you. Look out LaRouchePac.com, also LaRouchePUB.com, the Executive Intelligence Review. Amazing analysis. I mean, you know, people need to understand the last 40-some years in terms of what's going on. We've had a coup d'etat here in America. We have a globalist control, a bunch of satanic freaks, and one of those freaks trying to become president is Ted Cruz and his, as it says, his evil partner, Heidi Cruz. She's got a good name, Heidi. She's one of the coven. Senior.
Well, I'll see you next week, Bill.
We'll be back in just a moment with our Health and Wellness Hour and Hour 3, Jonathan Gray. Amazing, amazing program coming up.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.